Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Who won the Arizona Coastal Carolina game today? You don't even know. Look at Schultz. He's looking at me like I got three
like, I'm like, they played earlier?
Yeah. Yeah, that game should be over. I just didn't check.
Yeah, the Beavs are getting underway.
Beavs will be going here in about 20 minutes.
Yeah, I think 4 o'clock, I believe.
Yeah, ESPN's website sucks for finding scores for college baseball games.
I will say that it is mildly frustrating when...
It's not readily available, is it?
No.
You got to go click on college. They don't even have their own category.
Yeah, you got to go under more sports, then college sports,
it's
and then
like
Coastal Carolina 7-4.
Thank you.
Ah, my Chanticleers.
Your Chanticleers.
Yeah. Wow. 24-game winning streak now?
Wow. Is that right?
They have won their last 24, obviously, conference stuff
included. They have, of that, the pod, right? So it's Louisville, Oregon State, Arizona, Coastal Carolina. Coastal Carolina has 54 wins. I mean, the Beavs have 47.
Well, Carolina's the third most likely to win the College World Series based on the odds.
Yeah.
Number one was LSU, or maybe it was Arkansas.
I think it was LSU.
And then it was Arkansas, and then it was Coastal Carolina.
Yeah. So, yeah, Coastal Carolina is not like a little engine that could sort of thing. Coastal Carolina is apparently good. And remember, double elimination, and then whatever winner comes out of each pod of four will then play each other in a best of three.
So I've got the update on the Rocco's Jello Shot Challenge.
Yeah. So this is a thing they do every year
in Omaha. Yeah, and it's at this Rocco's Pizzeria. Mm-hmm. And they have Jello shots for $5, and it's a big charity thing. And they keep a big board of the fans from each team who buy the Jello shots. Well, we were talking the other day when you were out, I think it was Monday then, that Oregon State is not going to compete with the likes of LSU and Arkansas when it comes to drinking.
No.
Although they did have a nice showing with the beer can pyramid.
Yeah.
Did
you see too that someone was trying to tell those guys not to do it?
Yeah, the NCAA.
Get out of here.
Can I will push back on that. The last Beavers football game I went to, I literally had two people fall over on me, including probably no more than 22-year-old girl with her friends, dragging her back to the dorm because she was clocked.
No
she
one's doubting out. That there's all-stars in Corvallis, but look.
Yeah. I mean, come on, dude. Just, you're not keeping up with LSU.
No. LSU, by the way, dominates this Jello shot thing like every year.
They're really good at
this. This is what they do.
Yeah, you just should not expect to compete with them. It's two different ball games.
Yeah,
but here is the latest. Okay, so the Beavers. It is not a good showing for the Beavers. I thought the Beavs, outside of Arkansas and LSU, I thought the Beavs fans were going to show up and do some drinking.
Wrong.
They are not. So right, at least they're not UCLA though. So listen to this: Rocco's Jello Shot Challenge Big Board Update.
Yeah.
Right before the Beavs get ready to go against Louisville. Mm-hmm. The leader in total Jello shots is LSU with 1,993 freaking Jello shots. That's insane.
That's a lot of Jello shots. I wonder, like, who is the guy or gal? I wonder who the champion is. There someone there that's had like 30 Jello shots?
Oh, you know there is.
You got it. There's like one king of the Jello shot.
And he's proud of it.
Yeah.
Number two
shouldn't be.
Is actually Coastal Carolina beating Arkansas.
Yeah.
Coastal Carolina, 1,137 Jell-O shots.
You're not catching LSU, but hey, there ain't nothing There ain't nothing wrong with that effort.
Good showing by the Chanticleers so far. Yeah. You know, on all levels.
The biggest upset in the whole thing.
Oh, wait, sorry, no. Murray State was number two at 1,270.
And that's where I go with my attaboy. I mean, LSU, you're the king. We know what you're doing. Coastal Carolina, hell of an effort. Nothing wrong with bronze. But the Murray State Racers showing up with 1,200 Jell-O shots? Man. From little old Kentucky? Good almost for you, Murray State.
Almost 1,300. Yeah. Coastal Carolina third. Fourth is
Arkansas.
Arkansas, 791. Fifth is Louisville, 646. Arizona, sixth at 477. Then Oregon State is seventh, 328 Jell-O shots.
Yeah, it's not good.
And UCLA, those pansies are at 174.
Yeah. Although yesterday they were only at like 69 or whatever. So they've
bumped. That was the Beavers.
Were at 69. We bumped up.
So at least you're better than UCLA, but that's a little disappointing number there.
Does UCLA have fans? Like, I know one.
I think they do.
I know one. The guy that owns Crunch, great guy. He's the only guy I know that is actually a UCLA fan. In all my life, I've encountered one UCLA fan. I don't think they really have fans. You ever seen like the Rose Bowl? No one shows up to that. That might be the worst fan base of a major university.
Well, they're showing like it in the Jell-O Shot Challenge.
And by the way, they're good at sports. They're not good at football, but they're good at sports. I just don't think anyone cares.
It's L.A., baby. Yeah. They got literally seven other teams to root for before UCLA.
Well, USC, you know, there's USC fans. I know plenty of USC fans. Don't know UCLA fans.
Well, but USC's better. They're more fun to root for, frankly, in the last 25 years.
Not in other sports. They got football, but UCLA is good in just about everything. UCLA is one of those like just powerhouses in a ton of sports.
So is college baseball going to be a draw in Los Angeles like it is in Corvallis, Oregon? I think not.
No.
Especially the postseason. Like, it doesn't matter.
How about new? Well, either way, Beavs about to get underway here. Let me say for the record, go Beavs, win the whole effing thing. And even if it goes south, remember, only two teams have the last two teams to lose their opener and go on and win the College World Series, Oregon State.
Wow.
Yeah. In fact, they lost in their bracket, and they lost in the championship round. And the Beavs still came back and won it.
So Louisville, I'm reading, is really fast.
Yeah, I was listening to Dirt and Spray today, and
they steal a lot of bases.
They had a guy on from Louisville, and they said, offense is fine. Offense is plenty good. The pitching is, ugh. But they're on a heater right now. The bullpen's been dreadful all year, but so basically they're pulling an Indianapolis Colts, and they just need their defense to be good enough to sustain. So we'll see whether or not this is a fluke. But that was the lowdown from the guy that covers Louisville. Really good offense, sketchy pitching that has been hot as of late.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.